Some of it was imported. When settlers began to arrive in the region now referred to as Wisconsin, they brought beliefs with them from their old homes. It's something humans are very good at. When we migrate, even when we can't carry belongings, there's always room for story. Cornish miners, attracted by the lead and zinc in the ground, brought stories of goblin-like guardians of the mine called Tommyknockers. And the German and Scandinavians, who made up a majority of early settlers, brought their own old world folklore. But it's the tales born right there, after everyone's arrival, that have truly left an impression. One of those stories comes to us from that old industrial center, Mineraltown. In February of 1842, a local man named William Caffey attended a formal party at the home of a captain. But Caffey wasn't the sort of man to play by the rules, and had a reputation for being a troublemaker with a violent temper. Basically, he was the worst sort of guest they could have asked for. When he arrived, Caffey discovered that guests were being announced as they entered through the main door, so he stepped aside to wait for his own name to be called. When it wasn't, he became angry, asking why he had been ignored. After being told that his name had indeed been called, but that he had arrived too late to hear it, he stole the guest list and stormed out of the house into the cool night air. Outside, Caffey was confronted by a few of the more courageous gentlemen from the party. Without that guest list, new arrivals couldn't be announced, and they wanted it back. But Caffey refused, and in the heat of the argument, he pulled a pistol from his jacket and shot one of the men dead where he stood. Caffey stood trial for his crime, and in November of 1842, he was driven to the gallows in the back of a wagon. Local legend says that he sat atop his own coffin there, straddling it like a horse and tapping its hollow sides like a drum. Once in front of the gathered crowd, he refused to say his final words and dropped through the platform to his death a moment later. Ever since, there have been stories of people who claim to see Caffey's ghost walking through buildings in the area of his execution site. One location is the Walker House, which is an inn today, but was a tavern back in the mid-1800s. And while it has been remodeled many times over the years, some parts of the past refuse to go away. Guests there have seen a ghostly figure walking through the hallways at night, sometimes with his head where it belongs, and other times with it tucked under his arm. Others have heard disembodied voices in rooms that were supposed to be empty. Even doorknobs have been seen turning on their own. The inn might not sit on the exact location of Caffey's execution, but it seems his story has no intention of checking out. And there's a hotel in Milwaukee with a similar guest. Visitors to the Hilton Garden Inn have reported all sorts of unusual experiences, from doors that open and close on their own, to the sensation of being grabbed or pushed. And that would make it a creepy location all on its own, until I told you that it was originally built as a hotel called the Loyalty House, built on the very spot that once held the Newhall House Hotel. One of Milwaukee's darker tales, though, comes from an area called Allen's Addition, and a house at the corner of Alice and Whitcomb. It was there in 1874 that locals had one of the most unexplainable experiences in this state, and if it's true, it gives us plenty of reason to stop and consider the darkness it might have left behind. In August of that year, Mary Spiegel reported for work in the kitchen of the Giddings boarding house, owned and run by Mr. and Mrs. Giddings. Mary was a teenager with a rough home life, and the job in the boarding house was meant to give her an escape from the anxiety and